This is the National Public Broadcast of Imam Wadeen Muhammad, Muslim leader.
Merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. We witness that he's one. We recognize all of his office that are in the scriptures, those scriptures that came before, the Quran, the last and final revelation revealed to Muhammad, the prophet of Arabia, and also, of course, what we find in our holy book, the Quran, for the Muslims and for the world, because we are told that Muhammad is a mercy to all the worlds. That's what God tells us in our holy book. Muhammad is a mercy to all the worlds. We are beginning today a little late, and I apologize for that. We like to be on time. We are very displeased when we are not on time. And that brings me to our topic today. We are living in very serious times. We're living in great times. We're living in good and bad times for human life. These are the great and dreadful days, as it's written in the scriptures, that were revealed to the people of the book before the revealing of our holy book, the Quran, to Muhammad the prophet, or the last prophet of God. This time is a time of the conclusion of things. Man's age-long work of ordering the world is in its final phase. The planning of material life, the planning of social life, the planning of moral and ethical life, all in the final phase. This was predicted long ago. The order of the world was known thousands of years ago. We are not the first to know about it. The essential nature of the earth and the essential nature of people, the social group as a social group, has been known by civilizations, by nations, for thousands of years. They knew the nature of it, so they could predict the future, what man's life, working the earth, sharing and fighting over its products or its treasures. They knew the population would grow and people would become more and more connected because of them growing and branching out. So they could produce the end. And they were men of vision and men of moral, high moral life. So they were assisted by the Great Spirit, the Spirit we call the Spirit of God. They were assisted by that. And they saw the future and they predicted the future. And we are seeing now what they predicted. We are fortunate to be living in this great time of material progress. Progress for economic life, progress for academic life, scientific progress, a fascinating world of scientific progress and technology. On one hand, this world is making great strides, morally speaking also. However, on the other hand, this world is failing our moral life. In one focus, we see the highest leaders in America and the richest companies, corporate establishments in America being brought to justice. However, in another focus, we see public life and the street crowds going down in a cesspool of moral ruin. Sex-driven females, sex-driven males, switching. Now our change coins in our pockets, our nickels, our dimes, nickels and pennies and whatever, they have two sides to them, heads and tails. And switching, eventually, the tails get the seat. The head was sitting in and working in. what was a friend becomes an enemy. We're living in these times. The enemy rises up so as to appear friendly. Earth, with all of her cosmic, my typist put cosmetic on here. Well, it's cosmetic. The world is not, it's cosmetic. But the word we want here is cosmic. Yes. With all, Earth with all of its cosmic relatives, exists for the purpose of giving birth to fruitful, productive human life. God says that He has made everything in the skies and everything in the earth to yield its utility, its worth to the creature He made above all the living, the human creature. Human life is not formed to have we people call one another, quote, dogs, quote, bitches. Earth supports human feelings and human living human life. Earth supports struggle and people having riches, yes. We have to identify self. We have to know what we are talking about when we are talking about each other. We are talking about the highest life form that exists in this material system that God made. Identify self. Man is the productive spirit in the body we call the earth. So actually, man working with earth brings earth to evolve, to graduate, to rise into a higher form. We are the earth. That's the point. We are earth. Earth has evolved an intelligent part of itself, the human being. To identify self is to know something about Earth. Man, like everything else living, is made or formed of Earth. Man of the Earth is born to be a manager. Every man, and that includes women. Life only has so much time to prove it has the spirit to stay in life. To stay in life means to stay in line. To stay in line with the best disciplines that this earth evolves. The earth thirsts. No water, the earth grows nothing. The earth is appetite. Man, no appetite, he produces nothing. Life is appetite. Earth transforms and become new forms. Think what life's first material form, the earth, can do. And whatever it can do, you can experience it and be a cause for it doing it more and better. To support one's life or oneself, reflect on the human body to get some help. Flesh is a plan for conditioning the spirit. Spirit is life, if anyone will hear it. To exhaust it, no more spirit to run, only a few around laughing. Life is no fun. Spirit rises and travels upon desire. Man wanting the whole world conspires. Man conspires to manage our fires. Study the human body that serves you and be kind to it. That is being kind to yourself. Don't take drugs and abuse your life. If the body is good for human life, trusting it is good for the human mind. Trusting it in the good order that it was intended to have to support the best human spirit. A clean body helps a clean mind. A filthy body hurts a clean mind. It's time to have a new, fresh genesis for the human spirit on this earth. To get us up and have us birth new and better human minds. On self, we cheat. On family, we cheat. On life, we're cheating. That's why life really wants to cry. That's why souls want to hide. Night people are sleeping away today. I was in New York, and I saw all the people out late at night. And I say, when do they go to sleep? The citizen of New York told me, say, you didn't read about it? Say, this is a city that never sleeps. Night people not knowing the way, living for the little that is paid. It is time to have a new, fresh genesis and wake up into man's earth-made human mind. Four seasons come around. Snow covers all the ground. Coldness closes the doors. Selfishness, our selfish life, causes us to lose even more. Life is earth. Life is appetite. Life, not hurt and wanting to fight. Earth thirsts to have things right. Without water, earth powers to produce remain dead. Asleep beneath its covers. Life is earth and appetite. Thirst to have your spirit right. Fast life. Generic shopping. Hard times getting help or helping hand. Human life formed of earth is an intelligent body making choices. Spirit makes human life what it's worth. A spirit for resting from toil and hurt. A spirit for getting what is promised to man at birth. Born to outstretch the mineral, the plant and the animal life. Yes, human. Born to see farther than the moon and the sun. Born to struggle, yes. Rise up from rubble, yes. Life formed of earth originally gave birth to a man of human, to a man a human, with a human heart and mind, the original man. He wills to never part with the spirit. He wills to stay firm and be kind. Man is hurt, man is mine. Have we feelings for self and others? Search the earth. What should be man's struggle? Struggle towards the best by going away from the worst. The ship in the landmass of life. Man was created to manage it. Human life went up the mountainside to look down from the sky. Human life found the vision for planning man's life. Qualify to man the ship. This is a message to the living, not the dead. Qualify to gaze, to engage. Qualify to engage the landmass. An aerial view obtained while in the mountain high showed vital features and vital processes. Showed knowledge and signs. Direction for material production and education. Man from head to feet. The human person's skeletal home. The human person's anatomy. heart, brain, lungs, located on floors above. Consumption, ecstasy, excretion on floors of lower region. This human body a construction, more than a mere mortal's flesh, an edifice, a light tower, a beacon to science and education. Housing seeds for a new life, for a new genesis, for a metamorphosis, muscle, skin, hair, whatever else is there. The entire structure in all of its aspects and details, from the largest of its parts to its dust particles, a microscopic organism. No part of it holds back its knowledge. It's science for life, education, and for soothing comforts. Earth, the mother form, from which all life comes, everything belonging to its composition, the very large, the microscopic, a continental rock shelf, a small ash particle, a grain of sand. Earth and all that it embodies, light for brightening up man's world. Man is not the first producer for the human heart and mind. Man is a special key, K-E-Y, a special key to a treasure of keys. Uncountable. Man studies himself to better see what is man's role in the big picture. Sacred are all the connections belonging to the whole of matter. Back to the mountain, back to the vision, back to Eden. For the road map of life, for wholeness and endless progress, engage the brain, engage the heart, human values. The human lifeline is a lifeline of traditional human values. Life says, be productive to be free. The worldly life says, be anything but serious. Be free to play, be free to have fun, be free to freak out and become delirious. Success is keeping our soul, yes, success is keeping our soul out from under a world of dogs and bitches. Go out from sacred Eden, your human center. Look how it is today on all sides of this planet. It's hell. We the people, no managed display, no oversized ego. Stay well. Assalamu alaikum. Keep the peace. Keep his peace. Little things. Yes, little things. Little things we know make us strong. Life appears dead in wintertime. Seasons come and go. The good circumstances are gone. The beautiful faces of spring and summer have passed away. Life that was on the up and up under the cold weather looks poor and naked, looks naked and hopeless. After 3 down spirit months, 12 weeks passing their way, air warms under the sunlight. Winds blow the rain clouds to have 12 weeks of downheartedness. Springtime is back again. Life survives death. The earth gestures. Hold on, she says. Little things we know make us strong. A big chicken, a rooster, finds something to eat. That big male chicken will not eat until after calling the mother and her chicks to have dinner with him. That's an animal. A little fowl. Little things we know make us strong. From A to Z, from where we got what we eat, what protects and makes life comfortable as well, food, clothing, housing, employment, and transportation, all came from a producer hooking up to Mother Nature. We may not have the history of material production, the birth of towns and big cities. However, common sense tells us man is born naked like a baby bird. Neither his nesting nor his big cities existed before finding a way through Mother Nature. Banking and financing may be a message given by a little squirrel. Yes, running about on the ground among the trees. The little squirrel banks more than it consumes in preparing to survive a non-productive season. Springtime comes around, and a little squirrel can busy itself at exploration and play because the little bird banked on and saved something for a rainy day. Little things we know make us strong. A visit to a Mormon city, the city of Utah, put the life of a honeybee on my mind. There in Salt Lake City, Utah, I saw Mormon industries, food production, canneries, other goods and other factories. Something displayed on the wall in the Mormon community's busy business environment was brought to my attention. A symbol, an emblem, a motto representing a principle, a goal to reach. People's worth ethic, a people's worth ethic, a people busy at production, selecting from the beautiful life, from the floral aroma, the environment of the bee, not funky stuff. Their work time and their play time will not be bitter. The cost of them imitating the industry of the bee, it will be sweet. What make life of the honeybee a messenger teacher in man's world? What made ducks that fly through the air, ride the waters, dive down deep into the depths in search of goods? What made the woodpecker, the aquatic rodent, beaver, the beaver? And also a carpenter in the woodpecker. What made them teachers? What made the dragonfly, the hummingbird, teachers? Teachers of maneuvers in the air. Yes, great maneuvers in the air. Messages to those who design flying objects, planes and whatever. Messages to them, helping them to design a better flying machine. All of this we find in Mother Earth. Once I was listening to a preacher, Christian preacher, and I had met him and became his acquaintance, his friend, a friendly acquaintance of his. And he said in his speech, the important thing is to not make the gift more important than the giver. Some little insects, night crawlers, have been created to hide themselves and protect their life. They can roll up into a ball, and just one little touch will send it rolling across the floor. And when they sense that there's no more danger, they come to their normal form and walk away. To see dead ground live again, hold on to life. Some up from poverty, from poor life. Oh, mind power edge. Oh, a mind power edge for a life we are enjoying under better conditions. Yes, those who keep the life and keep it progressing while we are overcome by failure and setbacks, they have a mind power edge. The whole earth is a house for glorification, the glorification of the Maker. That house exists for all colors, for each and every one of us. To have it open to us, to have it house or accommodate all of us living life in it, certain mind strategies are keys. The one that started our lifeline again, his name was Farad, and many of the old pioneers called him the friend. He had a mind power edge. Yes, he had a mind power edge. And he had keys. Keys to strategies that would make us successful. With this gift, the mind power edge, each adult male can be his own manager, having the same definition for the meaning of human life and human rights, situate all males and females, families and communities, to strive and compete on a fair playing field. From continent to continent, from Asia to America, from around the world, human communities have worked at and have found their vision for keeping and building upon their humanity, their own humanity. Humanity distinguished the life we have from the life of the lower living creatures. In this vision of human life, competition and pattern connections are of life and death importance to us. In one language or another, basic connections are the same.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributors. And thanks for listening.